It is time now for Focus. More than 27 million Americans are of Scots-Irish descent, with roots in the United States that date back to the 18th century. They're among the nation's largest and oldest ethnic groups. Now a new book aims to make them a bit better understood. It's called Born Fighting, How the Scotch-Irish Shaped America. The author is James Webb. He is a decorated Vietnam veteran, best-selling novelist, also was once Secretary of the Navy during the Reagan administration. VOA's Nancy Beardsley has the first in a two-part series on the book.
Love is a burning thing.
The late Johnny Cash was a preeminent symbol of country music in America. He was also Scots-Irish, a product of the southern rural culture where that music was born.
Country music came out of this culture, and yet it's sort of a uniquely American phenomenon right now.
That's just one of many ways the Scots-Irish shaped America, writes James Webb in his book, Born Fighting. Their ranks also include the frontiersman Davy Crockett, General George S. Patton, writer Mark Twain, and Presidents Andrew Jackson, Ronald Reagan, and Bill Clinton. James Webb is Scots-Irish himself, and he wrote Born Fighting partly out of pride in his heritage.
And I kept also thinking about the way that particularly new immigrant groups over the past 25 or 30 years tend to think that white America is a monolith. And I basically just said, I want this culture to take its place in American history for the contributions that it's made.
Not to be confused with the English or the Irish Catholics, America's Scots-Irish immigrants were descended from the Celtic tribes of Scotland. They came to the New World by the hundreds of thousands starting in the 1700s, many by way of Northern Ireland. They became one of the dominant groups in the Appalachian Mountains of the American Southeast, then fanned out across the country.
It's always been a restless culture, which worked against them in terms of ownership and passing things on to their family. But if you want someone to go out and settle a wilderness, this is the culture you want to call on.
And while they've intermarried with other groups, James Webb says the Scots-Irish can still be distinguished by core traits that help define working-class America.
Many of them are very religious, and the core of the Christian right actually comes out of the culture. And yet, on the other hand, it's rebellious, it's hedonistic, it's sort of famed for moonshine. A lot of the great whiskey did come out of the Appalachian Mountains, and that's how NASCAR racing evolved, actually, because the moonshine runners were famed for the way that they could take those mountain roads, and they put it into a different format.
The Scots-Irish have also been fierce fighters, their military skills forged in Scotland by centuries of struggle with England. One of their great heroes was the 13th century Scotsman William Wallace, portrayed by Mel Gibson in the movie Braveheart.
Go back to England and tell them there that Scotland's daughters and her sons are yours no more. Tell them Scotland is free.
He was able to rally the common people to his side. When the English king was wanting to conquer the country, and he epitomizes the character that the Scots-Irish brought with them to here.
The Scots-Irish accounted for at least one-third of the troops in the American Revolutionary War. Mr. Webb believes their history in Scotland made them not only combative, but committed to populist democracy.
They had a sort of fundamentalist Christianity that came in and threw out the structure of the Catholic Church. They replaced it with a form of populist religion with elected representatives in their church structure. And this unique combination created an extreme individualism and a notion that no individual had an obligation to obey a government edict if it violated his sense of morality or ethics.
James Webb says Andrew Jackson exemplified those values, winning the presidency in 1828 with a platform that emphasized patriotism and the dignity of the common man. He's a leader revered by Democrats. More than a century later, the author believes an icon of the Republican Party reaffirmed that tradition. President Ronald Reagan took office celebrating the power of individuals to help themselves.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
I say, you know, Reagan was probably the most Jacksonian president since Andrew Jackson, and they both had the ability, I think, to motivate the average American to show them that they were valued and as a result to do things that people thought might have been impossible.
James Webb says the Scots-Irish remain an important political force in the United States. Many are among the swing voters in Ohio and other states so critical in recent presidential elections. He calls them the molten core of the American spirit, a rebellious people who still defy definition, even as they continue to help define America. For Focus, I'm Nancy Beer.